Here's your afternoon news. American Samoa is soon to benefit from new federal funding for fisheries. NOAA Fisheries announced today the allocation of an additional $255 million in fisheries assistance. That's funding provided by the 2021 Consolidated Appropriations Act. This funding is for states and territories with marine and coastal fishery participants, and it will pay for activities previously authorized under Section 12005 of the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or CARES Act. As a next step, NOAA Fisheries will disperse funds to address direct or indirect fishery-related losses, as well as subsistence, cultural, or ceremonial impacts related to COVID-19. Fishery participants eligible for funding are commercial fishing businesses, charter or for-hire fishing businesses, qualified aquaculture operations, processors, and other fishery-related businesses. They are encouraged to work with their state marine fisheries management agencies or territories to understand the process for applying for these funds. President Joe Biden has signed the PPP Extension Act of 2021 into law today. This extends the Paycheck Protection Program an additional 2 months to May 31st. It also provides an additional 30-day period for the SBA to process applications that are still pending. Administrator Isabella Casilla Guzman, head of the U.S. Small Business Administration, said President Biden sent another strong message to America's more than 30 million small business owners negatively impacted by the pandemic. It says help is here. By signing the PPP Extension Act of 2021 and the American Rescue Plan Act into law, the president is providing additional critical relief to the smallest of the small businesses, the mom-and-pop shops that line our main streets and keep our local and regional economies going. The American Samoa Chamber of Commerce is now actively spreading the word on how the SBA can help local businesses access this forgivable loan program. Borrowers can apply for a PPP loan with one of more than 5,400 lenders nationwide who have participated in the program. The SBA and its resource partner network offer free webinars to help you understand the details of the PPP. Plus, SBA resource partners also provide one-on-one business advising to help you through the PPP application process and provide guidance and support on other aspects of your business. A man has been charged with unlawful possession of a controlled substance, crystal methamphetamine, in connection with an incident last December. On December 20th, 2020, police stopped a vehicle with Fawamoa Ume, the defendant behind the wheel, for making a turn into Vaitongi on the Ili'ili Road without making a turn signal. A woman exited from the back seat of the vehicle as police approached. She said she lived close by and police let her go. One of the officers spotted a glass pipe in the car and asked the driver who it belonged to. Ume said it wasn't his. According to court records, he was taken to the Tafuna police station, where a police search found a hand-rolled marijuana joint, a cut-up straw filled with crystal methamphetamine, and two glass pipes, both containing a usable amount of methamphetamine inside. Officers also found a propane torch, a small container, and a small black pouch, along with Busch Ice beer cans and an empty Simoy baggie. All evidence recovered was seized and referred to the Vice and Narcotics Division for further investigation. According to the defendant's verbal and written statement, he went to visit his relatives in Fanga'alu, and on his way back, a female stopped him in front of the store in Fanga'alu near the park and asked him for a ride to Ili'ili. While heading west, a male individual waved them down in front of CBT in Nu'uli and asked for a lift to Malaimi. During the ride, he noticed this male individual behind him was moving around as if he was looking for something. Ume stated they first dropped off the male individual in Malaimi before he and the female continued on to Ili'ili. Before reaching Vaitongi, they were pulled over by the police. He said he was surprised that the police found drugs inside his vehicle. He believes that the drugs belong to the male individual that he picked up from Nu'uli. He does not know the identities of the female and male individual that he picked up. Ume is held on bail of $5,000. Congresswoman Uifa'atali Amata has announced a health care grant of over $3 million for the American Samoa Department of Health. The grant amount is $3,064,625 and is intended for American Samoa's health centers. It is discretionary funding from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Health Resources and Services Administration. The Congresswoman thanked Seuli Elizabeth Ponausuia and offered congratulations to Governor Leimanu Paletimanga and his administration, Director Motusa Tuileama Nua, and all of American Samoa's healthcare professionals for their work. She said, "We're always thankful for federal healthcare funds, and they are especially helpful at this time. Congress appropriated these funds in the most recent major COVID-19 relief and economic stimulus package called the American Rescue Plan Act." That's your afternoon news. For details on these and other stories, plus a look at our new audio podcasts in English and Samoan, go to talanay.com. I'm Joey Cummings.